best mix of songs from yesterday and today. Plus sports trivia with Joel Hooper. Afternoons on 100.9 WIFM.
It's time now for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. What have we got going on?
Hey, hello, everybody out there in radio land. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, eating all the rest of that turkey, and Christmas is on the way. We got so much to be thankful for in our area. We're working on these trails for you, with you. Thanks so much for everybody that's pitched in to do some of the volunteer kind of work, donations, whatever. We really appreciate all you've done. You know, we've created a lovely network so far. We've built about 13 miles of trail. We put up bridges of, 178 feet, 140 feet, a number of 40-foot bridges. Probably 15 bridges altogether, and no telling how many culverts for everybody to hop and skip across, but it's been a lot of fun, and I hope you're enjoying the trails. Get out and enjoy this great weather we're having today and coming this next week. Special thanks go out a couple of people to Eric Allman, who's been a general volunteer around town. He's a veteran. He's in Team Red, White, and Blue. You'll probably see him, some of us out there on Friday night for the light up, helping direct traffic and that sort of thing. But if we're driving a golf cart for us, for people who can't walk the 3 miles on the trail and would like to see the new bridges and get a good look at the trail. So you can call the Parks and Recreation Department and tell them you'd like to take a ride out on the trail, and they can schedule your time. And we have 11 veterans that have volunteered and have been trained to drive the golf cart. In fact, we have 2 golf carts now. Thanks to Ken and Patricia Nix, who had the epiphany to, wouldn't it be great if everybody could see this, even the ones that can't walk. So if you're having trouble walking that distance, you can call the Rec Department. No, they'll get you lined up with somebody to drive and show you the way. Or if you have a veteran's trained to drive it, the vehicle, we can accommodate that. Right now, Dee Neal, Joe Hicks, Tommy Gifford are out there putting up the Christmas decorations on the bridges, which is kind of cool. Everybody likes that every year, and maybe do something to the dog watering station out there. That ought to be fun, and to the wreaths on the gong. So if you want to help with any of that, you can get in touch with anybody that works with the trails, especially Joe Hicks or myself, and we can hook you up with doing some decorations on the trails. Thanks to Molly Smith for her support. And she's been Eric took her on a ride out to the along the trails last week during Thanksgiving, and her family had a great time. Thanks also to Louise Cockrum, who's been a big supporter, helping with benches on the trail, and also Jimmy Harrell, who every couple of years has helped us with the fundraiser, and I think we're probably going to do another little fundraiser this year and next year. To work on several more really cool bridges, suspension bridge we might be putting up. And then we're going to work on a bathroom for the trail. I know a lot of people have asked about that. And so if you're interested in pitching in with that, let us know. And we're working with Adam McComb in the town to put a bathroom out there around the Shoe Factory Down. So one of the big things that's going on right now is our mountain bike course. It's going to be about 6.5 miles eventually. We finished about 3 miles of it. It's a complete loop now that you can walk from the train smokestack, and you can ride your bicycle. It's not officially open. We're putting the signs up. We've got some more signage to do, and next week they're doing a little bit more work on a section of the trail right there by the 140-foot bridge. And so if you're out there and checking it out, be cautious, careful, follow the instruction signs. There's a warning sign on that first turn. It's pretty steep looking down to the water, but there's plenty of room to walk. If you want to get a map of it, you can check online at the Elkin Valley Trails. We also have a map at the downtown bike shop and at the park, so you can see how to walk it. That's a 3-mile loop. It's interesting. My wife and I walked it yesterday afternoon, and it took us about an hour and a half because it's up and down and around from the smokestack and all the way out, but it's beautiful. You don't see a single house the entire way. It's just really quite lovely. Also, huge thanks to Jason Taylor, Bob Hillier, Jerry Bird, Tommy Gifford, Herb McDonald. We've got 1.1 mile of trail that we're finishing up December the 10th. So at 8:30 at Walmart, if you're the old Walmart, we're going to rendezvous at 8:30 December the 10th in the morning, and we're going to move some cattle fence and some electric wire. We're going to put in some bumpers, thanks to Jimmy Chappell and Will Gwynn and Greg Perdue. And we're going to have about 3 miles of bike and hike course out at Grassy Creek now, 3.5 miles. So look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday morning. That'll be December the 10th at 8:30 if you can make it.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
So,
thank you, my friend, Dr. Bill Blackley, with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk next week.
Great.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.